It was one of those ones where you rented it on a Friday night. It was due back on Sunday night. So you know what you're doing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're
Oh, yeah.
watching that bitch.
Want to take us on a little side quest.
Goku's one of the greatest anime heroes of all time. He's badass. He's awesome.
Dude, hands down, Final Fantasy VII wins every day.
How could you not love the Mario Brothers movie?
RoboCop kicks everyone else's ass.
And that's why Superman sucks.
Oh, the Velociraptors kick ass in Jurassic Park every single day.
Yep, went on a bit of a rant there, huh?
Oh, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the SideQuest Podcast. It's another Friday. Once again, who knew that these just keep coming one after another after another? And we got a great episode tonight. Justin and Eric are here just shooting the shit on the SideQuest Podcast. Welcome, Justin. So glad to have you.
Hello, Eric. It's always a joy.
Yeah. Ooh, like that, Mr. Robot. Jeff is unable to join us tonight. We miss him already. So I just want to jump in the first main quest. I kind of missed some... I feel like... I don't know if it's un-American of me or I feel like it's lost its luster in my heart, but we got to talk Winter Olympics really quick. Like, are you guys a family over there that... watches the Winter Olympics? Have you caught anything this year? Do you give a shit? Where you stand on the Olympics?
Absolutely. No. Nope. haven't watched a minute. Have not consumed. I've seen some of the headlines going around and some of the nonsense that's supposedly happening, whether it be propaganda or just bad reporting.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I mean, I saw that Shaun White fell.
Oh, no. I didn't see that. I'm sure he did, though.
So,
I mean, this is like what he's been in it like 8 times now, 8 times 4. Who knows what that is? But
he's in his 40s, so he's been doing this for some time.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of the same. Whenever I'm kind of clicking through articles, it's like, well, first off, you know, we know China's always listening; they rule the world. But like, I was looking it up, I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Usually, Winter Olympics are in places that naturally have snow and winter and you expect mountains and things to be happening, but no, like Beijing has none of that. Like they basically, it's a big old just fake. It's like a movie set. Like, yeah, they have some hills and shit, but I mean, this is all like man-made snow. It's all fake. So people are like falling and getting hurt and the Olympians are like super pissed off because it's just not normal conditions. And obviously, I mean, America's finest sitting here at home on my couch watching them. I could only imagine how pissed they are. But it's like, all right, who the fuck picked Beijing all those years ago? Why is it there? And like one of their events, like the big giant jump, is just in front of this like radioactive facility. It's just got like the Simpsons nuclear plant behind them in the background. I don't know if you.
I did see that. I did. Ugh. And I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, there's no way this is true.
Yeah.
So obviously clickbait got me and I clicked on it. And I was like, oh no, this is real.
This is what they're doing.
So it just makes me super jacked up for when Sydney, Australia gets the Winter Olympics, because that's going to be a bomb.
Because it's summer there and fucking winter, right? Like it's backwards land down there. I think that's how it works.
And there's going to be an event for Crocodile Dundee where you pull out the biggest knife that you can do, but it's on ice.
Yeah.
So everybody's flipping and stabbing each other.
I love it. Last man standing. I mean, I feel like growing up, for some reason in my household, it was actually like a big event. Like we sat down, not as a full family, but as many as there were around at the time, just like, hey, we would sit down and watch some, like I would watch figure skating. I don't know why, but it was just like, damn, this is America's finest. We're competing. And there was, I got to admit, back in like the 90s, there was actually like fun stars and celebrities to follow. Not saying nowadays is complete shit, but like, I don't even know, man. Like, I'm watching figure skating because Christy Yamaguchi, and like, I don't even know why I know all these names, but just because obviously growing up, like, it was a bigger event. Like, there was cups at McDonald's and like, you got collectibles and shit. And I feel like nowadays, including you, and I forced myself to watch a few specials and runs and shit like that, runs. but, like, it just feels so forced now. I feel like a lot of people I talk to are just like, oh, yeah, that's happening? Yeah, I don't know. Sure. Go America.
It It's tough because, so I was never a fan of the Winter Olympics. I was more of a summer Olympian fan. The Winter Olympics to me, I was never a fan of hockey, like the cold. I was never a skier, never ice skate. Like, I just never related to any of that. Snowboarding was maybe the closest because that was pretty cool. What was the name of the snowboarding video game on PlayStation?
Oh, 1080.
I
think it was just that called 1080. Yeah.
That, I mean, the video games changed everything the same way that Tony Hawk did for skateboarding,
right?
Which it's just so fascinating. But like, I never really gave a damn. And I know there was a big push for the freaking curling at the last Winter Olympics.
Yep. Everybody was all over it.
It's so true. Everybody was so like digging into it. And I don't see that this year. All I see is the propaganda and paranoia and conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, people are like getting disqualified, and apparently China's trying to take people out, and they're just trying to embarrass everybody but themselves. So who knows, man? It's just a weird world we live in. But I do enjoy the Winter Olympics better than summer at times. I guess it depends on who the athletes are, because like, years ago, watching Michael Phelps, like, everybody was glued to the TV. I mean, like, the Dream Team in basketball. I mean, the list goes on. And, I mean, how many, all the runners, right? Like, Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps, or there's another, Michael Johnson, all the Michaels.
Michael Johnson.
Everybody named Michael is apparently the best fucking person in the world. So I'm just naming all my kids, boys or girls, Michael.
Michael Jordan, Michael Johnson.
Michael Bolt, Michael Bolton. Like, come on, man.
Oh, see, I like what you're doing here. I like the way that you're riffing. I got a quick side quest.
Okay.
It's not Winter Olympics related, but you mentioned the cups that they used to do at the fast food.
Yeah.
What was your favorite, you have one, if you remember, not Olympian, but promotion for Olympians?
Oh, my God. I don't know why I feel like this is such a vivid memory for me. It was one of those where I think it was either a Pizza Hut cup or it wasn't like a McDonald's, Burger King. It was one like layer outside of that. Like, it was almost like a Pizza Hut cup or something, but it was the type that I don't even know what the name of it is, but when you spin it, you see different things, right? If you look to the left or to the right. And I feel like I vividly remember like the last Action Hero cup. It was a big fucking like 32 ounce, and it was almost like the holographic 3D type thing or something like that. And it was just, that cup lasted so many years in the house. And I think my dad eventually got rid of it like in the mid 2000s somewhere, maybe even late 2000s. But holy fuck, dude, that was a really fun cup in that household. What about you?
there's so many, because like there are Olympic related ones that I'm thinking of. But now you just reminded me of, I think it was McDonald's. The cup that they had with Dennis Rodman, where his hair changed color on the temperature of the drink.
God, who the fuck, man? There's some really genius marketers out there. Like, I love shit like that. Like, somebody's just like, you know what this world needs? Dennis Rodman. And you got to imagine that they're in an office room somewhere with Rodman just being like high as fuck. Like, Mr. Rodman, this is George from marketing at McDonald's. Nice to meet you. I'm thinking you. Picture you, right, Dennis? Can I call you Mr. Dennis? You know, your head's on a cup and color. Wait for it. Color change. Your hair changes. Where are we at? What do we think? And just Rodman's like, okay. Where's Kim Jong-un? Oopsie fuck.
I make how much money off of that?
yeah. Just tell me how much
I
make.
All the work and I'm just taking the money. No, but it's funny that you mentioned that you still had that cup at your parents' house for a good number of years, because there is one of these Dennis Rodman cups at my parents' house still.
Oh, well, shout out to the parents. Shit.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I think it holds Q-tips.
Oh God.
it's one of those.
Yeah, just throughout the years it becomes something different. And I remember like a lot of different cups though. Like that last Action Hero is the one that stood out, but like I think I had like a Godzilla cup. Like they're all monster cups, but you know, even like, I don't know, back Fast and the Furious had a cup. Like every cool blockbuster action one. I think I had an ID4 for Independence Day at one point, but you know, they were just collectibles, and then my parents were just like, all right, you're fucking done with this one. Like, we don't need any more plastic cups. We have, like, 40, and we need to whittle it down here to, like, just the essentials. So sometimes those would always, always, always be in garage sales. Like, those cups.
Yeah.
And I feel like, side quests and off your side quests, I feel like garage sales need a resurgence here in this world. I feel like maybe too much is trying to be done on Facebook Marketplace and online, and I feel like it's really something that, it's not like I was a garage sale freak. I just feel like that's maybe a bit of nostalgia that I would like to see back on the streets again and like make it a neighborhood thing and exciting. I don't know about you. Where do you stand on kind of those garage sales?
So I'm going to side quest off of your side quest of my side quest.
Oh yeah, keep it going.
Because I had this idea, and I never moved forward with this. I never did anything with it. It's just an idea that I had of a movie that is houses competing over, maybe it's a reality TV show now that I say it, but over the best garage sale.
Oh.
So imagine Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, their garage doors opening up. And they look at each other across from the street, and they're just like, you think you got it? Wait till you see the coat rack I got on sale.
Oh, my God. And they would be just ruthless, too. Like, yeah, that guy, he's a baby raper over there, so don't go near his shit. Just fighting over, like, nobody's walking up out of the street. And there's got to be, like, either Champ Kine or one of his, you know, one of the goons that follows around Ferrell, where they're just like that. They always go to garage sales. I feel like there's people out there that literally, whether they're actually buying shit or not, like, they thrive off of just going to garage sales and finding those gems.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, eBay and Etsy, like you're saying, like, these online digital touch points have definitely ruined the garage sale community the same way that Facebook has ruined the high school reunion. Like,
yeah. It's so true. It's spoiled it. Like, it was an exciting time. You see the garage sale sign. People literally, it's not like they just go on Facebook and say, hey, we're having a huge garage sale, and you could just search for garage sales in the area. Like, you got in your fucking minivan, it's a Saturday afternoon, and you just drove around looking for those signs. And
yeah.
God damn it, if you didn't find that Godzilla cup or Toy Story cup, and you snatch it up and buy it, and it's just such a, like, interesting thing. Like, I get it, and it makes sense, but I wonder what, like, the biggest haul ever was with the garage sale. Just, like, thousands of dollars or hundreds? I feel like anytime my family would be done with the garage sale, like, we'd have half the shit left over. It would all go to AmVets, and, like, the total would be like, okay, we made $74.52. Like, we sold half of our house. Like, what? What was the point of that? Do we really need to sell cups for like 30 cents a pop? Just fucking, I don't know, just give them away. I get it. Trust me. Like, I love money more than maybe some people, but like, fuck, man. Some stuff is like, is it worth it? You spent more time on the sticker to put on the fucking cup than you actually made off of it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are you're literally Scrooge McDuck. I've been in your basement. It's filled with gold coins. I've seen you dive into it. So yes, you love money more than anybody else, obviously.
That's what I'm known for. Everybody listening that knows me is like, Eric, that's never been you. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm maybe a little bit of white lie there, but I get it. Like, I have shit where I'm like, you know, I look at it, it's like, is this gonna spend more time and money and effort for me to like try to sell this thing, or do I just fucking throw it out and just be done with it, or take it to Goodwill? You know, good.
See, that's you bring up a good point, because that's my mindset. Story time. I grew up in a very poor household where the majority, probably 95% of the clothes that we wore or the books that we read or the VHSs that we watched were from the thrift store.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford new shit. So as an adult who can't afford new shit, and when I get to the point where I've exhausted my new shit, I'm all about just passing it down.
Yeah. That's a good, you know, good little life lesson to kind of, you know, give it, what is it, pay it forward almost in a sense? Like, hey, give it to another family. It'll find a good home, right? Like, this place will find a good home. I had that similar experience, not to that extent. Didn't grow up in a poor household by any means, but lately, once I did become an adult and I, you know, we have our own houses now and we are done using shit, like, I still have a whole dresser full of like old games, just like N64, PS2, like, and some of that shit I'm going to keep, but my old 360 Xbox, I honestly just texted like family and friends, people I knew, because I had the old Xbox 360, the Kinect controllers, charging stations, all the fucking games I could think of. And, you know, one of my cousins reached out and she was like, hey, my kids have never had a gaming system. And she's like, you know, if you could maybe drop the price down a little bit. I'm like, listen, fucking just take it. Like, if I were, you know, if I were to just get this gift, or if it was going to a good home, kids that have never played video games, like, please go experience, have fun. Like, you know, play as a family. You know, it's just cool to be able to just, it's not going to some, you know, random, you know, neckbeard named Greg out there. Sorry, all of our listeners. In some weird fucking parking lot, like, hey, I'll take $200. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, check your phone. It's like, hey, I got a system for sale, $350. Who wants it? Games included. It's like, God damn it, dude. I get it. Everybody's right. Trying to run a business. But it was really cool. Like, your story kind of reminded me of that, where it's just like, this is going to a good home, and it felt good to do it.
Yeah, and it's so true. So side quest of a side quest of a side quest.
Keep
of a side
it going.
Quest.
Combo breaker.
Yeah, we are just down the rabbit hole, audience.
really quick, before your side quest, I know exactly where you're going, but like, we're like that fucking Wikipedia game. Like, we start with... Started with Winter Olympics. Now we're down to the depths of give it, paint it forward from a garage sale. So anyways, you were about to say, what the hell am I what?
Well, I mean, what do you even do with the $74.56 that your family made, or the $200 that Greg the neck? Like, what? It's not like you're not doing that because it's like, I can't afford to pay my electric bill this month. Right. You're doing that because not you. You understood just, you know, the understood you. It's like, yeah, I got $75. Sure, I'll buy a more expensive bottle of alcohol this week. Or,
all right, we're going out to dinner.
We're going to dinner. You want the breadsticks with the pizza, honey?
Yeah.
Get them. You get them.
You want three dipping sauces this time instead of just the one it comes with? Go for it.
This is it.
Yeah, let's go to town here. But hey, I want to take us into our first segment of the day. We got a little retro movie to talk about.
Bond. James Bond.
I'll be back.
You shall not pass!
Use the Force, Luke.
All right. Our retro movie of the week. In spirit of the Winter Olympics, no other movie came to mind first than talking about the one and only Cool Runnings. Oh, yeah, the Jamaican bobsled team, directed by John Turteltaub, but I never know how to say his name, who I just realized this is like, you know, one of his first three or four movies that he made. He made Three Ninjas, Cool Runnings, Phenomenon, Instinct, Disney's The Kid, National Treasure, Books of Secrets, and then a couple of other bullshit movies that nobody really liked. But it was cool to just look back and see that Cool Runnings, this movie came out in 1993. It was an hour and like 38 minutes. And holy shit, if I don't know if there's anybody out there in the world that has not seen Cool Runnings. I feel like this is just such a universal movie, no matter what language it's in, that, you know, four Jamaican bobsledders doesn't make any sense. They're coming from a place where it's just a group of rundown guys that don't have a real big purpose in life. And John Candy, an even bigger mess of a human being that's just drunk at a bar. And they put together this team. And I feel like it's one of those movies, like as a child and as a man, like, when you see them pick up that sled, and holy shit, spoiler alert, almost 30 years, right? Hopefully you've seen it. But when they pick up that sled and walk over the finish line, like, brings a little bit of a tear to your eye. Like, no, they did not win first place. But it was, like, one of those, like, classic feel-good Disney movies that just, you feel like you want to be a better human when you leave the theater. And it's also great to see John Candy, like, in his element. Like, such a great comedic actor. The four Jamaican bobsledders did a fantastic job. Like, such great character work. I can't say enough about this movie. I fucking love this movie. Justin, I'm going to pass it over to you. Sled down this sleigh with me.
Ooh, I've got... Where are you in the bobsled? Are you the driver? Are you the pusher? Are you a navigator?
Dude, I don't, it might be like a claustrophobia thing for me. I'm not that I like am that way naturally, but I feel like if I was in a bobsled, I'd be in the back because if shit goes down, just let me slide out the back. Fuck it. I'll just slide on the ice. I don't want to be stuck in the front where I get crushed with the lucky egg, but dude, I'm way in the back. I'll be the final pusher and whatever the fuck they call him. Fourth dude.
There you go. I feel like I would be the driver, but not because I'm a good driver, but because I'm a good people person, and I feel like I would be able to get more out of my team by being the, hey guys, do better back there.
Yeah, and you be in control too. You're steering where that shit's going. My head's just down praying, like, okay, I did my part, Justin, please don't flip this thing over so we all don't get crushed.
Oh, we would absolutely get crushed.
Oh yeah, we'd hit the first fucking wall. No problem. No doubt about it.
We would just go straight sideways. And the Swiss would be laughing at us the whole time.
Jamaica. Oh, my God. What are your... Did you... I'm trying to remember, and obviously being a child, it's hard to remember everything, but I feel like this was a theater movie for me. I feel like this was a family event, and they did a good job marketing it, but I could be full of total bullshit, and it could have been a VHS, but I don't know if you recall the first time you ever watched it.
So I think that's a great question, obviously. We covered this movie on Back in Time podcast a couple of years ago. And I could be bullshitting too, because childhood memory is like,
yeah,
who the hell knows? Like, I could tell you some stories about things that I think I remember from childhood. Like the time I got attacked by ants from the TV. Oh, was that real? Oh my gosh. So creepy. But I think it was a VHS rental that I saw with my grandfather and my brothers for the first time. That's how I remember seeing it. I don't think it was in theaters. I think it was a VHS rental, and it was one of those ones where you rented it on a Friday night. It was due back on Sunday night. So you know what you're doing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're watching that bitch.
A little triple treat. Yeah, this movie is just such a fun little gem. I think in the entire like Disney catalog, for me, not talking like Marvel and Pixar and all that bullshit, like live action 90s classic, like live action fun, like almost like Heavyweights and shit, like this is easily top five for me. Like the music, the characters, the comedy, it's just such a good one. And it's, you know, it's got a good message, kids out there, if you're watching it. I feel like it holds up to the standards of today too, sadly, with like how you know, how the Jamaicans get picked on and they get made fun of by the Swiss, and then they get their cool ass bomb ass suits and their new sled. And man, this was just one of those fun movies, and I think almost one of John Candy's last, unfortunately. I know this is a little bit earlier in the 90s, but you know, he didn't have too many more movies in the 90s before what was his last one? God, was it the Canadian one?
Canadian Bacon.
Yes, Canadian Bacon. So,
no, wasn't it Almost Heroes?
No, that was Chris Farley.
Oh shit! Oh, yeah, dude. You dropped some knowledge on my ass.
Yeah, I'm glad. I love Almost Heroes. We definitely got to do that movie at some point in time. But that's our retro movie for the week, folks. This, I mean, hopefully everybody out there, you've seen it. Maybe this is a chance to take this weekend or next weekend while it's still freezing in the Midwest, at least wherever you're from. Watch that movie. I think it's a good summer movie too, because at least it starts in Jamaica and it looks warm and they're running and sweating. So hey, maybe it'll warm you up, cool you down, but you know, it'll tug on the heartstrings a little bit. So just be prepared. Excellent. Well, let's move on to our next main quest of the evening, which is Disney has mentioned they're going to be releasing a whole bunch of new shit here. In the year of 2022, they had a big Disney Plus Investor Day. They announced their subscriber count went way up, and there was just a few movies out there that I was curious to hear your thoughts on, Justin. And a couple of them that I was actually surprised is coming out on Disney Plus. So I want to start with the first one, which is Death on the Nile. I don't know if you've seen previews or little clips of this one. It's kind of like the star-studded packed list where everybody's on a boat and it's the murder mystery. It's almost like what Knives Out meets Murder on the Orient Express, and now they're just doing these movies now, which I'm not opposed to. I think it's cool, but this is actually coming out on Disney Plus, and I was kind of surprised. It's a Fox movie, so I guess maybe I'm not surprised, but you know, this is Disney Plus, and I feel like this is one of their first kind of, I don't know, like PG-13 Fox movies that they've had besides the collection that's out there. But I don't know. Any thoughts on Death of the Nile or Death on the Nile?
I didn't realize that it was going to come out on Disney Plus. I thought it was just going to be straight theatrical. And in my opinion, like, I love murder mysteries. Like,
yeah,
they're so much fun. They're so much fun.
Yep. It's...
With that being said, this looks like shit.
I sadly, I have to agree. Normally, I'm all over these movies. I love Knives Out. I love Murder on the Orient Express. I just love knowing, like, you have to imagine, and obviously, you being a script writer and just knowing the business, like, you have to imagine how hard it is for the writer to put that string of webs together, because they have to leave you those hints little by little. And of course, it has to be one of the people you least suspect, right? Like, well, it couldn't have been that person because I literally just saw them in the frame before this and they weren't even in the back carriage. Now they're in the front. So, you know, how did this one person do it, right? And I feel like they are so much fun to watch that it really drags you in and you're just wondering. And then, of course, it's bragging rights to you and all your friends, like, ah, motherfucker, I was right. I knew it. It was. And then sometimes halfway through, it's just like, oh, it was the car dealership that they briefly mentioned somehow. It's just the guy that was fixing cars for 5 seconds, you know, with the tire iron.
When it's Scooby-Doo, yeah.
But yeah, this movie looks like shit. Margot, or what's her name?
Gal Gadot.
Or Godot, or whatever.
I don't know what you're saying. Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'll say this, and ladies, please send me your hate if you feel different, but I don't feel like she is the best actress. I think she did a good job bringing Wonder Woman to life in her own iteration of Wonder Woman. She brings some of that to the screen, but outside of that, for her normal acting, like, we watched The Rock and Ryan Reynolds and whatever that movie, Red Notice. She was in it. Couldn't care less about her character or her role. She's in this movie, and she's kind of at the forefront, and she's kind of like the main character. Couldn't care less about it. I think that's probably... You switch her out with any other good actress, I feel like I would be lining up to see this. I don't know why. I don't know how you feel about her. Maybe I'm just putting her in the shit pile, and she doesn't deserve it, but I'm just not a big fan.
No, I agree with you probably like 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Is she an excellent actress? By no means. Is she an interesting choice? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like I would rather have lunch with her than see this movie. Because if you look at her, like, history and what she did in the army and, like, her military experience and, like, all of the shit that she's done as a person, I think that's cooler than her stilted acting skills.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Good human being for sure. I feel like she would have been a good Laura Croft back in the day besides Angelina Jolie. I don't know why. I feel like she's got a good look for, like, a Laura Croft back in the 90s or early 2000s at least. I don't know. But the accent, I don't know if she can kind of do the accent. No shitting on her, but I can't do any other accents beside my own, but...
Oh, yes, you can. Yeah, give us an accent.
Oh, give it to lay. Hey, oit. That's Irish.
I can speak. You may not know this about me, Eric, an audience. I speak fluent Russian.
There's no fucking way that's true.
This is very difficult for you to believe.
Oh, my God. See? That's so good. And I feel like, I don't know what that is. What's the accent, coach? How do they teach somebody to do that? Just like, you have to... feel like you talk from back of throat, you know, like it hurt very much English speak, right?
Exactly. And you remove all articles. Or then you add articles where they're not needed. Yeah. Oh, very good. Speaking of the English.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, like, it's better than the fucking Russian I would speak. So, hey, bring it on, people of the world. Bring it on. So Death of the Nile's coming out. There's a couple other bullshit movies that no one's going to watch. But Death of the Nile is actually dropping today, February 11th. So if if it's on the radar, go check it out. It's coming to Disney Plus. I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't say here that it's actually, like, dropping same day. They didn't say that. But you know, in a month or two, it'll be on there. So at least you got that to look forward to on maybe a Saturday night. They got some other bullshit movies on here. Sneakerella, who gives a fuck? Cheaper by the Dozen, a remake, which I don't know if I ever watched the first. The what was that, Steve Martin or somebody? That was an old-timey movie. Or who else was it?
No, I think the Steve Martin one was a remake of another one, wasn't it?
Oh, shit, you're probably right. I feel like this just keeps going on and on. It was like Cheaper by the Dozen was a remake of the original of like a 70s movie or some shit, right? Or 80, who knows? I feel like you're right.
Yeah, I don't remember the details, but I think, I mean, the story's as old as the Brady Bunch. Like,
yeah.
Let's just bring them together, mix the kind with the swank, and just go for it.
All right, but let's take a quick side quest really quick. Imagine yourself living in a household with two parents and 10 or 9 siblings, plus you is 10, right? So you have 12 of you. What the fuck? What are you, there is no, that is the worst thing I've ever heard of. Like, what do you do? You want to go take a shit while three other people are lined up, right? You want to watch some TV? Forget about it. You're 15 rows deep before you get to watch your show. Like, unless you have some 15-bedroom mansion and you can get your own space, like, how many people are per room? Like, three bedrooms, four bedrooms. That's four fucking people, three people per bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just imagine, like, what is your life like, Justin, if you quadrupled both your brothers and you just imagine another, like, layer of the onion, you just peel one away and there's another one, another one, another one. You plus 9 other brothers, what would that be like?
Oh, it would just be constant just fighting. It would be, and it ranges too, depending on the age, because like my older brother was like a piece of shit to me. And in return, I was a piece of shit to my younger brother, because I just thought that's what older brothers did.
Shit rolls downstream.
Exactly. But, and then like we were big into like professional wrestling back in the day.
Oh God.
And so there's no, so here comes my little 6-year-old brother. It's like, line up the pillows, line up the mattresses. We're going to do some Stone Cold Stunners and suplexes.
Yeah. Off the fucking and top ropes.
Yup. I'm jumping off the couch and I'm going to give you the ba-boom.
Oh my God. That's
so, yeah, that's how it would be. It would just be my parents would come home and they'd just be like, why the hell is Royal Rumble going on?
So true. The house would be fucking destroyed. Hey, guys, I got to go to the store. 15 minutes tops. She comes back. It's just there. You know, you're all standing around rubble. What happened? Yes.
Two side quests.
Yes.
Two side quests. Because I want to hear how your three side quests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want to hear how your Cheaper by the Dozen household looks.
Okay.
Then I want to hear clean. What is the worst thing that you and your siblings did collectively that you had to come together and be like, listen, mom and dad are coming home.
We gotta
in
hide the
30
body.
Minutes. We have to hide the body. What is that for you?
Got it. So I'll first start off. So I have two older sisters. So if we kind of just extrapolate that, and there's, you know, four times that. So me, a couple brothers, and we're outnumbered by girls. The girls would run the household. They would be all over the phones, all over the internet, all over the TVs. They'd have boyfriends over who would be bigger and stronger because we're all the young kids. We're the young boys. So we would easily be outnumbered and be probably bullied to a pulp. Just, hey, if you want to play a game, we're all playing Mall Madness and deal with it. Hey, we're playing Dream Phone. Get over here, loser. It would be a mess. Boys and girls living together. It's just there's never going to be a good time for anything. You just try to do one thing, it's not going to work. Everybody's clashing. Everybody wants the phone. Everybody wants to just do whatever. So I would probably try to spend as much time like outside away from them. Riding my bike, finding friends outside, you know, making home movies outside, whatever it was. I'm sure we'd have our moments, right? Every little, every family has their little, you know, Will Smith moments or Full House moments. But outside of that, it would be a complete shit show. And if it was all of us, I feel like the worst thing that would happen is like my older sisters having their boyfriends over when they're not supposed to. And there's bribes going on like, hey, if you don't tell, we'll let you guys play video games, whatever, this and that. But then they're like drinking or hanging out, doing something they're not supposed to. So all of a sudden, mom and dad are coming home quick. then we all have to like scramble to help clean up and then look like we're perfectly normal and we're all just like loving, caring kids and we're all getting along. So it really, it would be so PG. It's so lame. Like we would be the lame, non-fun family where like the worst we did was like, hey, they snuck some beers and they have their boyfriends over when they're not supposed to. And then we just get to clean up the mess afterwards. It's so lame.
Yeah, that sounds like an episode of Pen 15. If you watch that show.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen some clips and the show definitely looks ridiculous. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. It's very funny and it sort of, yeah.
In the penis just... way. Oops.
Oops. Is that what that means?
Oops. All right. Going down the line, there's a few more for Disney Plus. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Obviously we know that beast is coming out and I've heard some inklings here, and for anybody out there that doesn't want spoilers, because you know how we go and how we do, some of this shit might be real, some of it might not be, so just maybe boom ahead a couple minutes. But I heard this multiverse of Madness is turning into, like, the biggest cameo movie ever. Like, the universes they're going to go to, they're going to have Tony Stark's that's like Tom Cruise, and they're going to have John Krasinski's as Captain America's. They're going to have all these different universes where like the Avengers and other heroes exist, and it's just going to be like a star-studded, super secretive, biggest cameo movie ever. And it's doing, I'll say this before I shut up, it's doing the Spider-Man thing to me again. It's hyping me up and giving me all the feels and all the jibbies, and now I feel like I'm just going to be crushed if the biggest cameo is like, hey, it's Donald Glover as Captain Falcon. And just be super disappointed. So I'm trying not to hype it up too much, but that's what I'm hearing on the block. Justin, I don't know what your thoughts are on Doctor Stranger, if you've heard any of those rumors.
Yeah, I've read a lot of the early rumors. I haven't read much of the more current ones. I've been trying to stay off of the boards.
Oops.
But no, I've heard everything that you've just said.
Yeah.
The biggest rumor that I've heard that I'm most excited about is, again, audience, if you don't listen to rumors, unplug right now.
Yep.
Take your headphones out. We're going to see some X-Men action, and we're going to see some Professor X. And whether it's Patrick Stewart, who has confirmed that he has been in talks with Feige about entering the MCU, he did go ahead on record and say, no, it's not happening, but so did Andrew Garfield.
That motherfucker, I'm on to him immediately. I'm just going to go stalk him. We're going to figure it out. But that would be awesome. And it would be great to see not only Patrick Stewart, but James McAvoy in the movie.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, McAvoy sitting on top of Stewart's lap in the same chair. Like they're just dual. You got to use the thing. You get to use the controls the next 30 minutes. Okay.
We can make that happen.
That would be cool, though.
It would be cool, and it's so fascinating because what they did in the most recent Spider-Man movie of saying, like, it was so meta of them just to be like, these exist. Oops. Here we go.
Yeah.
Because we have the Fantastic Four movies, which both iterations sucked. But yeah. I'm more excited to say... And I'm not saying that there's rumors surrounding the Multiverse of Madness that this could be a thing, but to say Wesley Snipes can return as Blade is just boom.
Yeah.
Because then we get Ryan Reynolds as Hannibal King, also as Deadpool. Like, just think of like the rabbit hole that we just get to roll down. Patton Oswalt is now in the MCU.
Yes.
Like, Triple H in the MCU.
It's
as a random vampire. Like, come on.
That would be so amazing. I mean, like, you just, it's endless. And I feel like they're going to go there. They're going to have some secrets under their sleeve. And I'm just excited to see it. I mean, it's been a long time, dude. 6 years between, like, their own solo movies. So 2016 for Mr. Doctor Strange, or was it 2015? Fuck, it might have even been 2015. I don't remember. Maybe it was 2016. I forget.
And but, let me just interject really quickly and say I did not like the first Doctor Strange movie. I thought it sucked.
I wanted more for it. I don't know if it sucked. It was just... It had cool moments, but I wasn't a bit... Like, I didn't like Dormammu. I didn't really like... You know, what's his name? Mads Mikkelsen was probably one of my favorite parts. Like, he is such... I'd love him as a villain. I love him as a good guy, too, but I just love everything that Mads is in, so I feel like he did a halfway decent job, but it was just... It was just whelming. It was a whelming movie, and I feel like Tilda Swinton was a pretty good guide in that one, so... I agree. It wasn't like... It's definitely not in the top 10, you know, top... 15 of the Marvel movies for me, for sure.
Yeah, I just think from like a comic standpoint, the way that they did Dormammu was kind of underwhelming. Like, they could have done so much more. Like, the same way that the Fantastic Four movies made Galactus a gas cloud. Like, what was the point of that? Like, you have literally decades of material to go off of that people know and respond to positively, and you just say, all right, I'm just gonna tickle the pickle and we're just gonna go a different way. Like, what was the point of that?
Nobody knows. And so it did come out in 2016, so 6 years later. I'm surprised it took that long, but obviously he's been in everything in between, except like Civil War and all that shit. So it's been a good run. We'll see what happens. It seems like it's gonna be a jam-packed movie, so I guess we'll find out here in a couple months. But there's only a couple left here on the list, and one of those is the Bob's Burgers movie. Did you ever watch Bob's Burgers? Are you a fan?
I love Bob's Burgers.
Do you? Okay, so that movie's coming out in May, May 27th, and so I'm sure you guys are stoked for that. Then,
two thoughts. No. Because I don't like the Simpsons movie sucked. When Family Guy did a movie, it was stupid. So it's hard to take like a 30-minute slice of life cartoon and turn it into a feature.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
I'm
not expecting much. The second thought is, I love the show so much. If you've not seen the show, it's really good. It's just fun. And then, even better, is they do a burger of the day in every episode, which is really cool. But then they released a cookbook for every burger of the day, which I own and have cooked many times. And it's really good.
Yeah. So
awesome. If you're hungry, do it.
You know, if you're hungry a couple times a day, I would go for it. Yeah, I tried to watch like one episode and it was just... At that time in my life, not my cup of tea, but you know, there's so many shows out there that I'm sure at one point I'll go back and watch this one. But I agree with you, the whole cartoons into movies never really works. I wonder what the play is like. Obviously, this isn't getting people to theaters. I don't think that's their play. Like, I'm not saying there isn't a wide audience that watches this show, but you know, I just wonder what the thought is. Like, hey, we've made so many episodes, now we should probably make a movie. Like, why? If you're in the studio, why make a movie? Like, I get it. Simpsons, how many, you know, tens of seasons did they have before they made the movie, right? But I don't know. Bob's Burgers, what season is even in? Like 5, 6, 7, 10, 20?
I think it's closer to 9 or 10.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It just seems like what's the play there, and who actually just loves, like, oh, the whole Simpsons thing. I just love the movie the best. Fuck all those episodes. The movie was amazing.
I think that goes into like a deeper conversation of when Disney acquired Fox. I believe we've talked about this previously, but look at what they did with the Home Alone movie that came out, Home Sweet Home Alone.
Ugh.
Did you watch that?
No.
same. But it was within a week that the merger was announced that a press release came out that said, we're doing a Home Alone.
Yeah.
It was like, nobody's asking for this.
Yeah. Well, it seems like there's a good enough audience for Bob's Burgers in the movie. So I'm sure, you know, diehard fans like yourself will go out, give it a viewing, and you can do it from the safety of your own home, or I suppose you could go to theaters too. It seems like that's what they're trying to do about it. So Everybody out there, go check it out. I'll have to give it a second try. I mean, those are tough to get into. I love the little small bites of like the 20-minute, 22-minute shows, no matter what it is, animated or live action. Like, we're going back to watch all of Always Sunny again because she's only seen like one or two episodes. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going back in. And we're already on like season four in like a matter of a week because 20-minute episodes. It's just the best. So, yeah. I'll try to give it a check out. Give it a little checks. Let's see what else they got out there. Fucking Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Okay. I don't know what that's about. I guess they're trying to bring it back. Better Nate Than Ever. Nobody gives a fuck about that. Lightyear. So this Buzz Lightyear based on, like, the actual Buzz Lightyear that the Toy Story toy is based on is coming out. I saw another trailer for it, and I feel like it just kind of meh. I'm kind of leaning in that camp of like, who gives a fuck?
I'm with you.
It's just, I get what they're trying to do, and it's cool that they're trying to like build this Toy Story universe, the TSU. I'm already calling it Sue, for those in Beijing. but like Lightyear, I don't know. Like, yeah, okay, cool. Chris Evans probably got a fat paycheck from it. Like Emperor Zurg's in it, but I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. Thor Love and Thunder, July 8th, which we know some things about. I think it'll be a fun one. It seems like, again, where are they going with it? Because this is coming out before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which is interesting to me. The only reason I say that is because you'd think like this Thor movie would be like his last hurrah. Like, I'm passing the torch, and spoiler alert, beat your headphones up a little bit. Of what I think everybody knows, but like, you know, Jane now gets the hammer, she gets like Stormbreaker, whatever it is. Like, I feel like this is a passing of the torch movie, and that Chris Hemsworth is just done. So him coming back to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, I'm curious how they're gonna like tie that into the story. Like, is Chris Hemsworth just gonna be Thor for fucking ever? Like, and he's gonna be in like 80 movies?
So that's interesting, the way that you position that, because James Gunn went on to Twitter maybe last week.
Mm-hmm.
Volume 3 for Guardians is, he said, it's it. There's not a volume 4.
Oh. Like,
this is it.
Wow. Okay, like, so
this
they
all... is yeah. So if that is, I mean, speculation and paranoia is hand in hand, but like, maybe that's where Thor sees his demise?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they all... did you guys see the Eternals yet?
No.
Well, spoiler alert, but maybe this is like Icarus and flies into the sun, so maybe they're all just going to be on the ship and do something like that at the end. I mean, who knows, but...
I don't know. I mean, because there's already so much... It's convoluted to what they've done and what they've created and what they've retconned. And
if you think about it, like... I don't think they're obviously not going the whole 23 story movie arc with Thanos anymore. Like, there has to be some kind of path of truth. Like, which path are we following? Is it like the Loki path? Is it the Captain Marvel path? Is it Doctor Strange 2 path? Is it now Spider-Man? Like, there needs to be that central anchor for you to hold on to, at least for me as a viewer. I mean, fuck, I love all the movies, but I wonder where it's going to go because, yeah, after Guardians 3... Is there, I mean, I'm guessing that means that there's going to be a spinoff. Like, I'm sure Bautista's done. I'm sure Groot might be done, but, you know.
So, so much excitement to unpack from what you just said, because there's rumors around that the next big event is Secret Wars, which they've already acknowledged that Secret Wars was on the plate.
Yep.
But Josh Brolin confirmed, or made us think he confirmed, that he is going to be in the MCU as both Thanos again,
mm-hmm,
and Cable again.
Ooh, that could be good.
It could be really cool.
Yeah.
But the way that you're saying, like, how they handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, because if Secret Wars is basically, for those of you that don't know, is the culmination of all the different universes coming together for a secret war. And I forget who's pulling the strings behind it. It doesn't matter. But it's like Andrew Garfield's already been hinting at, like, well, maybe I'll be back.
Yeah.
And that would make perfect sense. And Topher is, you know, or not Topher, Toby.
Yeah, Bully Maguire.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
So, yeah, I mean, they've set themselves up to do literally anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm with you. There needs to be that centralized anchor to say, where are we? Where's the timeline that after we see all of this shit,
yep,
where do we land, come back to home and say, okay, now we saw John Krasinski as Captain America. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans is Captain America. He's Joe Biden now. That's cool. And now we have Anthony Mackie as the new Captain Falcon. Like,
yeah.
But what does that timeline look like? And I'm worried that they're not going to stick the landing.
I'm with you there. My biggest concern is, are they going to properly give each main character the proper arc? Because I'll be honest, when Loki died in Infinity War at the start of the movie, that to me was such a good way for him to go. Like, he left on a high note. He tried to defend his brother and tried to kill Thanos and all this stuff. And like, his character ended in a very perfect way, and not taking away anything from the Loki show. It was amazing. I get it. We're talking about a different variant from a different timeline. I totally fucking get that. But like, now they have to go back, and now they have the challenge of, at some point, either Loki has to walk off into the sunset or he has to get killed. So now I feel like they need to even double down in some way from a writing standpoint and make it worth it, because then, you know, it's just going to be compared to the first one. Like, damn, I wish, you know, I like the Loki series, but he should have just fucking died in Infinity War now, because the way you just made him die in a jet ski with Mobius wasn't as cool, you know? So that's my fear with like those main characters, Thor and the rest of them.
But, and you're right. And to take it to like a side quest to like another layer of the onion,
the nth degree.
Nth degree. Look at the way that they ended Hugh Jackman's legacy as Wolverine.
Right.
Which was awesome. Like, yep. I loved that last movie. I thought it was fantastic. I want to watch it again. I know they released a black and white version of it that I'm totally supportive of.
Yeah.
But if they bring him back as like a pre-alt universe, this or that, it diminishes everything that they built up.
Yeah, you're right. And now that, you know, the market's getting very saturated with characters, like all these Disney Plus series characters and, you know, supporting characters even. Like even, gosh, what's her name in WandaVision? I think her name's like Plasma or something. The chick that came back and then she was able to get through the force field. Now she's going to be with Captain Marvel. But like all these movies and shows are bringing in all these side characters like Lady Loki and all this. And now Kang and like, at some point, how the fuck do you tie all those knots? Like, before it was, I'm not going to say easier, but it was a little bit easier because you're dealing with, like, one movie, there's a good guy, there's a bad guy. Typically, the bad guy dies or goes away. Okay, he's done, right? And maybe a side character is, like, Rhodey, and we know Rhodey's going to be along for the ride for a while, and Pepper Potts, and Happy. But, like, with all these shows, She-Hulk and Daredevil now coming in and Blade and this and that and Black Knight and Eternals. And like, dude, my mind hurts just thinking about it. I hope they do it right. I hope they stick the landing. I'm with you, Justin. I'm sure. I mean, we're in the hands of like probably some of the best chess players ever of just figuring this shit out. So I have faith. I'm cautiously optimistic, let's say, with the next, I don't even know, 10 movies, let's say, of this fucking phase or however many there are.
I think that's very well said, and I hope, fingers crossed, that they do stick it.
Yep.
But if you look at a lot of like the comic book arcs of what they've done, and then where they retcon and then they start over, it gets very messy.
Yeah, and I'm
so. Yeah, go ahead.
And you
go
know
ahead.
That you know they have, you know, right now they have fuck you money too. They could care less. Like, they're gonna kill off one character, and then six movies later they're gonna be like, ooh, well, luckily this guy has a superpower to bring him back to life, and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, 40-year-old aunt or 40-year-old whatever, right? Like fucking Kate
exactly.
Bishop, and they're able to do that shit just because they want to.
Exactly. And then even like further, I know, I think that the What If series touched on the zombies.
Yeah.
It's like, then you can do that.
That's going to be a whole series, too. I can imagine that being a whole... Because with The Walking Dead and shit, like, I can't imagine that wouldn't be some kind of spinoff cartoon series of, like, The Walking Marvels or some bullshit.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, to finish us off here, one final show or movie I wanted to talk about from the Disney Plus release. There's a lot more. Go check it out. Go use your googs. But Hocus Pocus 2. Releasing in the fall during our favorite spooky season. I'm assuming it's going to come out during Halloween. If they didn't, they really shat the bed on this moment. But this is another movie that I am very scared of, because for me, it's going to go one of two ways. One, it's going to enhance the Hocus Pocus I knew growing up and what I really enjoy about the movie, watching it each year, and kind of add to it. Or it's going to shit the bed and tarnish what they did a little bit in the first movie. Not saying it's going to be completely unwatchable, but I don't like these sequels that are just, obviously this one's a cash grab. They know what they've got with Hocus Pocus, and they were able to get all the actresses back and somehow put a story together with why this makes sense. And so it's happening. So I don't know. I'm scared of this one to my core. I hope they stick the landing, because this movie might be more important than the rest of Marvel. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Justin? I know you're a huge Hocus Pocus fan.
I do. I like Hocus Pocus. I like the memories and the nostalgia from when I watched it as a child.
Yeah.
I don't understand this, like, renewed love that has occurred over the last few years. It was like, it just came out of nowhere. It was just like all of a sudden social media was like,
yes.
Are you kidding me? I know you've seen Nightmare on Elm Street, but have you seen Hocus Pocus? And
right.
It's like, yeah, we've all seen Hocus Pocus. We
right.
get it. So I think scared is the right way of putting it.
Yeah, and like, think about it. If you're trying to write Hocus Pocus 2, like, back in the 90s, it was cool to do that because, A, nobody's walking around with fucking cell phones. There's no, like, cops with GPS units and, like, you know, 12-gauge shotguns with automatic whatever. Like, you think about it nowadays. Now they got to write Hocus Pocus 2. It's 2022. And, oh, hey, there's a spooky witch. Oops, you've been reported. Your face is all over social media. The cops are coming. What are you going to do?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. It's difficult from, like, a writing standpoint to sort of leap over those obstacles, because there's very tangible points where, like, duh.
Yeah.
Like you can't not, you know, like, if they made an Ernest Scared Stupid 2, it would be about 7 minutes long, because it would be like, oh yeah. No, I let him out, and then it'd be like, oh, text message.
He's chugging milk.
Feed them milk. Yeah.
Yeah, feed them milk real quick. Okay, got it. Cal, shoot the udder, Adam, dead. Oh, my God. So true.
No,
well, Justin, thank you for joining me on this side quest. It was a fun time chatting with you, as always. Jeff, we wish you the best, even though I don't know why I said that, but we just miss you. We wish you were here to enjoy the side quest with us. But everybody out there, yeah, it was a fun episode. Let us know what you think about everything we talked about. If you can name all the things we talked about without going back through it, you get a very special prize. We went down a lot of rabbit holes, and that's what we do here. So for our new listeners out there, stick with us. Every episode, it's something like this. We got some main quests. We got some side quests. Hit us up at SideQuestPod. Be sure to follow, like all of our shit, and tell all your friends and families and grandmas. And just put it on their phone and make them give us 5 stars. They won't know what's happening. But Justin, I guess we got to end it somehow. Maybe a little bit of Hocus Pocus and Ernest Milk, some combination thereof.
Yeah, I like, let's do Ernest. Maybe do your best. You, because I already did my best Ernest. I want to hear your best Ernest.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like he does that. Like, what are you doing there? Oh, God. Oh, that's an ugly face. I want to kiss my mother with that mouth.
Ernest goes to prison.
Ernest gets the butt. Get it in the butt. Oops. We're canceled. Thanks, everybody. Oh, shit.